Dictation for William Lafreniere, Lafreniere, May 2852, address as a letter, Dr. Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Mr. Lafreniere, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, proteinuria. He has urinary retention from outlet obstruction with suprapubic catheter, last visit in December. A number of visits to the emergency room for gross hematuria. Suprapubic catheter change yesterday. I believe he has received a number of antibiotics, comes accompanied with daughter and wife. Morbid obesity, wheelchair bounded. No changes on weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation or bleeding. Good urine output, a stable edema, no ulcers, anxiety attacks, no recent falling episode, no chest pain palpitation, a stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no sleep apnea, CPAP machine or orthopnea, other review system is negative, medication list review. I want to highlight Demadex, Coumadin for history of event thrombosis on Coric, Proscar, cholesterol management, diabetes, narcotics, Aldactone, medication for memory issues, anxiety, hydroxyzine, no anti-inflammatory agent. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 126/70, morbid obesity, weight 294, no respiratory distress, no oxygen, lungs are clear distant, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, no costo-phrenic angle tenderness, edema improved down to 2+, normal speech, weakness. Next paragraph, chemistries. The most recent one is from from January 25. With a creatinine of 2.91, representing a GFR of 22, stage 4, elevated potassium 5.4, a normal sodium, metabolic acidosis of 20, a normal albumin, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus was not done, anemia 12.7 with a normal white blood cell, platelet count. His creatinine has fluctuated in the recent past as high as 4.3 in August, most of the time in the middle-lower twos. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Next number, obstructed uropathy, suprapubic catheter. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infection, bacteria, fungal, intermittent hematuria, next number morbid obesity, next number diabetic nephropathy, and probably nephrotic syndrome, next number hypertension appears to be acceptable, next number anemia, no indication for EPO treatment, next number mild metabolic acidosis, next number, hyperkalemia. Next number, anticoagulation history of DVT. Next number, chronic narcotic use. Next number, dementia. Next paragraph, comments. I did not change the Aldactone today. We will continue chemistries in a monthly basis, including phosphorus. We will advise changes on diet at that time, potential phosphorus binders, potential treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism, as well as anemia. Chemistry is in a regular basis, no indication for dialysis, come back on the next 3 to 4 months. All questions answered, end of dictation.